The United States Conference of Catholic Bishops calls President Barack Obama's decision to stop defending the Defense of Marriage Act an abdication of the responsibility. Charles Collins has this report.
United States President Barack Obama's administration will no longer defend the Defense of Marriage Act, a 15-year-old law signed by President Bill Clinton that defines marriage as between a man and a woman. The decision came after a judge in Boston said the law was unconstitutional. White House spokesman Jay Carney.
Furthermore, the president directed the attorney general not to defend, because of the decision that it's not constitutional, defend the Defense of Marriage Act in any other circuit, in any other case.
The United States Conference of Catholic Bishops issued a statement saying the decision by the Obama administration represents an abdication of the responsibility of the executive branch to carry out its constitutional obligation to ensure that the laws of the United States are faithfully executed. The statement also says the decision is a grave affront to the millions of Americans who both reject unjust discrimination and affirm the unique and inestimable value of marriages between one man and one woman. It continues by saying support for actual marriage is not bigotry, but instead an eminently reasonable, common judgment affirming the foundational institution of civil society. It concluded by saying any suggestion by government that such a judgment represents discrimination is a serious threat to the religious liberty of marriage supporters nationwide. In the United States, gay marriage has been legalized in only 5 states and the District of Columbia. I'm Charles Collins.